And so, I am proprietor of some knights, said I, as we rode off. It is a good haul. Who are they? Tell me about the knights.
I will well, and lightly will begin. So, they two departed and rode into a great forest.
Great Scott, which two? You see, I recognized my mistake at once. I had set her works a-going. It was my own fault. She would be 30 days getting down to facts. And she generally began without a preface and finished without a result.
Sir Gawain and Sir Uwain. Then was Sir Gawain ware in a valley by a turret of 12 fair damsels and 2 knights armed on great horses. And the damsels went to and fro by a tree. And then was Sir Gawain ware how there hung a white shield upon that tree. And ever as the damsels came by, they spit upon it, and some threw mire upon the shield.
Now, if I hadn't seen the like myself in this country, Sandy, I wouldn't believe it. But I've seen it.
Then Sir Gawain and Sir Uwain went and saluted them, and asked them why they did that despite to the shield. Sirs, said the damsels, we shall tell you. There is a knight in this country that owneth this white shield, and he is a passing good man of his hands, but he hateth all ladies and gentlewomen, and therefore we do all this despite to the shield. I will say you, said Sir Gawain, peradventure, though he hate you, he loveth in some other places ladies and gentlewomen, and he is such a man of prowess as ye speak of.
Man of prowess! Yes, Sandy. Man of brains, that is a thing they never think of. Yes, the fact is, the Round Table is just a sort of polished-up court of Comanches, and there isn't a squaw in it who doesn't stand ready at the dropping of a hat to desert to the buck with the biggest...